Today, when law enforcement officers question a person in their custody, it's not required by Florida law that the interrogation be recorded. So Orlando Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey wants to change that for people charged with a felony.
Studies have shown that failure to make a complete recording can produce false confessions that lead to systematic injustices.
Seth Miller, executive director of the Innocence Project of Florida, likes the bill.
It protects innocent people by deterring coercive interrogation tactics that lead to false confessions. And recording interrogations also benefits law enforcement by removing any doubt about the authenticity of a confession.
He also likes the bill by Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley to help create a uniform procedure for conducting lineups to reduce wrongful prosecutions.
It will require eyewitnesses to acknowledge their instructions about the lineup procedure and that they've been told that the investigation will continue and that the individual may or may not be there.
And Michelle Feldman with the National Innocence Project says it's needed.
Nationally, eyewitness misidentification, it's the number one cause of wrongful convictions that are proven with DNA.
Both bills unanimously passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.